Ordinance 2605.
Madam Chair, I move that the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission recommend approval of Ordinance 26-05 regarding forest preservation for the following reasons and with the following recommendations. One, Sussex County Council commissioned a land use reform working group that created multiple recommendations about housing and land use. Among the 20 recommendations from that group, recommendation 13 concerned forest preservation by promoting the retention of existing trees by enacting value-based tree preservation requirements, including mitigation requirements and incentives. There was also a recommendation that the existing definition of a forest be revised. Two, in furtherance of recommendation 13, this ordinance proposed to revise the current definition of a forest. However, there was testimony from several different commenters during the public hearing that the ordinance's definition is too vague and that the definition should be closer to what was contained in the working group's recommendation. Different versions of a new definition were proposed, and council should consider adopting a more specific definition similar to what the working group recommended. Three, staff advised that the state forester was involved in evaluating the working group's recommendation and the version of the ordinance that was introduced. However, the state forester was not present during the commission's hearing to comment on the introduced ordinance. The state forester should be present during the county council's public hearing to provide expert advice on the ordinance language and collaborate with council to adopt the final version of the ordinance using terms and requirements that are environmentally sound and recognized in forest conservation and forestry profession. Four, the introduced ordinance excludes the perimeter buffer area from the required forest preservation area calculations. Staff stated a concern that allowing the perimeter buffer to be included in the forest calculations could mean that no internal forest area in a subdivision would be preserved in many instances. DENREC's comments on the ordinance agreed with this assessment and stated that the purposes of the perimeter buffer and forest preservation are different, stating that the perimeter buffer is only a visual screen while forest preservation provides a more vital environmental role in land development. For these reasons, it's recommended that the ordinance be adopted as introduced to exclude the perimeter buffer from the forest preservation area calculations. Five, there was a request during the public hearing to add a provision for the option of a payment of a fee in lieu of forest preservation. This was not a recommendation of the working group. The commission disagrees with this request and is concerned that it will undermine the basis of the ordinance, with the result being a shift away from the actual worthy forest preservation to lower cost, lower value forests. Six, with these considerations and others by council as part of its hearing process, this ordinance will result in an overall improvement in the design of subdivisions and the preservation of forest areas that are currently being clear cut as part of the development design and construction process.
Second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded to approve ordinance 2605. Mr. Passwaters?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons in the motion.
Mr. Pettyjohn?
Yes, for the reasons in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons in the motion. The motion carries 4-0.